Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Greetings, Partly Political Broadcast listeners. It is I, Newstradamus. Previously Newstradamus the Great, but I was told I had to remove that due to copyright, and if I didn't, I'd quickly go from being Newstradamus the Great to Newstradamus the Withdrawal Bill. I wish I'd seen that coming. Anyway, I am renowned for my incredible political and news predictions. For example, in 2015, I correctly predicted the Liberal Democrats would win the UK general election. And then, in 2016, I said Relieve would top the Brexit vote. And I knew that also that year, Gary Johnson would become President of America. And yes, you're welcome. I pretty much nailed all of those. And so, your usual host, Tiernan, has asked I give you some predictions for this year ahead, 2018. Or as it shall be known in many years to come. Oh no, not another one. And so, let me focus on these next 365 days. And here are my forecasts. 8 degrees and heavy rain from 2 p.m. Sorry, wrong paper. I mean, here are my predicaments. Predictions. By July, Theresa May will still cling on to number 10, using an industrial clamp and a full bottle of Loctite. It will take 3 weeks for the fire brigade to free her, though this is mainly because after years of public sector pay freezes, they refuse to treat it as an emergency. Brexit Phase 2 is stalled when in February David Davis walks into trade meetings with German negotiators by saying, "I hope you fuckers aren't as tricky to work with as those bloody Germans," followed by a very awkward silence and his slow realization that he really should have checked his calendar properly. Davis disappears after that, and he's not ever seen again, despite reassurances from the Department of Exiting the EU that he definitely does exist and has been in preparation for years. Disgraced MP Liam Fox the Disgrace is forced to resign after plans for him to make a trade visit to Turkmenistan are revealed, involving him riding a Trident submarine all the way there like a banana boat while singing AC/DC's Gone Shooting. Liam Fox is then rehired within 2 months because it's really fucking obvious he has something on every other member of government or something like that, because how else do you explain his career? Due to those Brexit negotiation delays, the open skies policy collapses, causing Ryanair planes to be grounded across Lough Foyle and Carlingford Lough, fixing the border issue between Ireland and Northern Ireland by creating a natural aeroplane barrier. Ryanair's owner Michael O'Leary demands anyone wanting to travel between the two countries has to pay €2 and buy a scratch card. In October, after the UK has only managed trade agreements with just Austria for low tariffs on wieners and selling the mass exports of Toby jugs, Theresa May announces that everything is going brilliantly and is the best ever, and that she wants a Brexit that is crispy on the outside but soft in the middle. Every single Brexit advisor resigns in August, causing May to announce that her new advisor is Paul the Octopus. And when she's told that he died in 2010, she refuses to comment. In September, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson writes an article for The Telegraph called "If You Close Your Eyes, It's Like None of It Is Happening," before denouncing that article a week later by saying he's never closed his eyes in his life, instead using his stupid fringe as a shield against dirt or light. Calls for him to resign come a week later when he tweets a link to the locations of all UK Secret Service agents around the globe before deleting it and saying it wasn't an accident, it was nonsense, and why would agents be in any of those countries when they're all clearly shitholes, before then having to retract that as well and individually visit each shithole and apologise, which he does, but only while being racist about them at the same time. In November, Jacob Rees-Mogg vanishes mid-sentence during a Commons sitting on his proposal to replace all the Army's artillery with Charleville muskets. There is little concern about where he vanished to until a month later when he's spotted in the National Archives in a school photo from 1831. In April, the Conservatives will announce a new solution to the housing problem, which involves training homeless people to form human pyramids and then simply placing a tent over them for shelter. This plan collapses, literally, after complaints from various music festivals that customers kept piling into homes, assuming they were stages, causing many to die. The royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle takes place in May. Donald Trump is not invited, but he doesn't notice as he's instead flown to a fake wedding in Legoland Windsor at the teeny tiny version of Buckingham Palace there. His advisors keep insisting to him that he's actually just very far away while handing him burgers. The pound continues to fall until November, when it is officially decided to be the new currency of Australia. Adversely, inflation rises so high that balloons become the official currency of the UK, making banks, for the first time ever, oddly fun to visit. Mr. Jelly, a balloon animal making children's entertainer, becomes the fastest millionaire ever, and Pixar's Up is shown consistently on ITV2. There are zero terror attacks in the UK in 2018 after ISIS announced that they've seen what the UK government are doing to the country, and fair play, they really can't top that. Sexual harassment in Parliament reaches an all-time low. Not in numbers, just as in an all-time low. When Michael Fabricant proclaims that he is lovable and it's not a wig, it's real hair, during a PMQs, before then stripping naked and running across the seats with his wang out while crying. In March, Labour surge higher than they've ever been above the Conservatives in the polls, but due to Jeremy Corbyn's stance of for the many, not the few, he shares out the excess popularity points with the other parties as well as the people of the UK. This drops Labour to the lowest position, neck and neck with Agnes Cufflinks of Dorchester. In the US, in September of 2018, Donald Trump finally denounces the last bit of science in America and subsequently fires all of his staff after he continuously walks into walls due to the lack of light in the White House. After 3 weeks of no food due to a lack of refrigeration, no television including Fox News, no cars, and 400 attempts to float to prove this whole gravity fake news wrong, he dies of exhaustion. The country rejoices only to feel saddened when they discover his last act was an executive order to make sure his successor has to also have the surname Trump. But as Eric takes the podium, Tiffany appears from nowhere with a pointed stick and stabs him in the heart, as that is the only way to kill him, thus making Tiffany the president. Then follows 14 years of authoritarian rule where people can only vote by liking things on Instagram, and Tiffany's 2011 single, Like a Bird, is played on loop in all retail outlets and public service areas. The threat of nuclear war between the US and North Korea is ended some months earlier in 2018 when Kim Jong-un just tells his citizens that he's already won, and Trump's advisors tell him he's won, just handing him bits of paper where they've written that on it, so it must be true. Trump then gets distracted by something shiny and the whole situation is resolved. White supremacists terrifyingly grow in number in the US, leading to a huge neo-Nazi march across the country in hot August summer. Protesters decide that instead of showing up, they could just line the streets with tinfoil, causing all fascists to sunburn in the first 5 minutes, leaving them to all run home crying. Trump announces that they were well done on both sides. Despite more votes going to his opponents, Putin wins the Russian presidential elections by announcing that the rules were to get the least votes, stupid. How come you didn't know that? Supercharged by his win, Putin announces to the world that Russia have been hacking everyone's elections, but they've also hacked everyone's Snapchats, and if you want to complain about it, he'll show everyone your balls. Everyone under the age of 30 is terrified, and in the UK, the Conservatives decide that if that's the only group it affects, then it's not really important anyway. Society becomes so individualistic that in December, when an even larger chunk of Arctic ice breaks off, causing a tsunami that wipes out half of Brazil, Twitter's top trend is the hashtag, "Hooray, more cocaine for the rest of us." Apple announced their new product in the autumn called the iEye, which is actually just a nocturnal primate that trashes your house in search of grubs. They cost £3,000 and sell out within 4 minutes. In June, the Disney Corporation buy the Metropolitan Police. It means the police have more funding than ever before, but UK civilians are concerned with the way all officers have to constantly smile, and detectives seem to be more concerned with explosions than following any sort of case development or structure. And lastly, my final prediction for next year for you, the wonderful listeners, is that Partly Political Broadcast will return on January the 16th to resounding applause, thousands of new listeners, new Patreon donations at www.patreon.com/popplebro and Ko-fi donations at ko-fi.com/popplebro, as well as two more reviews on the iTunes page, so it finally gets 100 of them. Just before that, though, Tiernan's new solo show, Miserably Happy, will become available on nextupcomedy.com in early January, and then available to buy at some point after that on his website once he works it out. And all of those shall become true. May you have a very happy new year, or failing that, just swear a lot and eat some crisps. Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.